Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply breaking the status quo. Breaking the status quo. Now, my friends, keep this in mind. The status quo is simply a fancy term that means the existing state of things. You've heard the word status quo used often in politics when a new politician is running for office and he says he wants to go in and change Washington or change the local government and he is committed to breaking the status quo. Well, in some instances, the status quo is okay to follow. For example, there are status quos of following the rules of the road. If there is a speed limit, the status quo is to stay within the speed limit or maybe 5 miles over. If you go into a restaurant, the status quo is to order from the menu, to not create your own dish that's not listed on the menu. We get it. There are some areas where the status quo has a fundamental relevance. However, in business, the status quo could be our worst enemy. In some people's instances, it can be their worst nightmare, because I often say that the status quo creates the average Joe. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the status quo creates the average Joe. And in business, nobody wants to be average. Everyone wants to be exceptional. And in order to accomplish this, the status quo must die in our lives. As it pertains to business, my friends and neighbors, we should resist with everything within us becoming like everybody else. We should resist the status quo. How do we accomplish this, however? The QUO acronym is the three key components that represents what we do to resist the status quo. The Q says, first of all, don't be quiet. Yes, my friends and neighbors, don't be quiet. On the contrary, be vocal about who you are and what you do. Don't allow Facebook to replace your own voice. I always challenge those that are in business to speak to 5 new people every single day about what you do. You know, you see it sometimes in children. You may meet shy children where they go out in public and you ask them their name and they won't tell you. They look down and start twiddling their thumbs and their parent has to say, tell them your name now. Tell them your name. Then you ask them how old they are, and rather than saying 4, they're just going to hold up the number 4. But then you have those other children. I mean those 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds who talk nonstop. They'll tell you everything. In fact, their parents have to hold them down so that they don't tell too much about what goes on in the house. Well, we should be more like that child and less like the shy children. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone you meet should know what you do and why you do it. They should know why you're so excited about the opportunities and the products and services you offer. They should know why it's such a great culture environment in which to work. Billy Graham was the world's most famous and notable evangelist. They say that Billy Graham spoke live to over 200 million people in his lifetime. Think about that, my friends and neighbors. 200 million people. That's almost 2/3 of the population of the entire United States. Billy Graham spoke, and that's not to mention the ones that are on television, on the internet, and on the radio that he spoke to. In other words, imagine if we applied those same principles to business. If we had a goal to speak to thousands and thousands of people every single year, not just on a Facebook post, but know, my friends and neighbors, speaking to them in every way we can face to face. We must refuse to be quiet. When was the last time you vocalized what you did with your company? When was the last time you talked to a complete and total stranger about the joy you have in operating the business that you run? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, break the status quo by not being quiet. That U in our QUO acronym says don't be usual. Yes, my friends, we can't be usual. You know, there are a lot of usual activities that take place every day. We see them all the time, and it's not the usual people that end up up dominating is the unusual people. You know, when others are sleeping, you're working. When they're partying, you're preparing. When they're eating, you're reading. When they're breaking, you're building. You remember back in the old days, back in high school, they had this category, this term that still exists today. We had nerds and geeks, right? The nerds and the geeks. Well, these were the ones, it wasn't just that they wore glasses. No, some were nerds didn't wear glasses at all. They dressed different from everybody else. They complained to the teacher if they scored a 98 on an exam. They were that kind. They never made a B. They cried if they made anything less than a really, really high A. They were the ones that were the valedictorians that we never saw and that were not popular, but they were always the ones that were the most advanced. I say, my friends and neighbors, to all of you today, you should be a nerd in business. Be the one that knows everything about your products and services. Know everything about the things that your company offers. Do all you can to be different. I mean, soak up the knowledge. And everybody knew one thing about the nerds. They knew the nerds were smart. And the teachers would always say, hey, stop picking on those nerds because you'll be working for them in 10 years. See, people might laugh at you today because you're buried in what you do in business. They may laugh at you because on your lunch break, you're still working to build your team and grow your enterprise. They may laugh at you because while they're eating and going out and having a good time, you've got a self-help book and you're growing from it. You're listening to a podcast every day with one of your favorite podcast presenters. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you're doing things that are unusual, and that's how you become exceptional, by doing the unusual. Last but not least, my friends, that O in our quote acronym reminds us, don't be offended. I always say that success is reserved for the thick-skinned. See, there's a, in the world, in the arena of success, there's a VIP section for those that have thick skin. See, that's not the ones that just accept constructive feedback. These are the ones that ask for it. See, oftentimes, my friends and neighbors, what throws us off in business is our skin becomes too thin. Somebody says they don't want to purchase our product and service and it may hurt your feelings. Well, remember, they're not rejecting you just because they reject your product or service or opportunity. Don't take it personal. Deal with it professionally. Have you ever seen those spoiled children in public and their parent will tell them something? Their mom or dad may say, hey, Johnny, stop that. And they hear that criticism and immediately their eyes bubble up with tears. Their lips start quivering and they let out the biggest cry. And it seemed like all they said, the parent just said something simple. They didn't even spank them. They just said, hey, stop doing this or that. But because their skin is so thin, they get upset and they cry. What's hurting your feelings today, my friends and neighbors? I challenge you to build an armadillo-like skin. See, the armadillo is an animal that has almost an iron-type skin. It can roll up in a ball and nothing can hurt it. I mean, they've shown large animals try to penetrate the skin of the shell of an armadillo. Be like that. Be like a tortoise, my friend, that your skin is so thick that there's nothing that can happen in the arena of business that throws you off your game. Even when you're dealing with those on your team, if you aim to avoid hurting their feelings, you will never help their progress. You see, progress is hindered when feelings are protected. So I say, my friends and neighbors, let's break out of the mindset that in business you can't hurt anyone's. But if you're thick-skinned enough, that won't matter. Have your skin thick enough to say, you know what, I'm going to take this professionally. You see it in sports all the time. An athlete will make a bad play and come to the sideline and the coach will have something to say. The coach doesn't avoid the conversation. The coach communicates, hey man, we got to get this better. Yes, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, we can break the status quo when we refuse to be offended. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.